Hey, is this Jerry?
Yes, it is.
Hey, this is Pete with Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Pete?
Good. Yeah, it looks like you went online and were interested in some of our working capital and equipment programs. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was just trying to check out some of those.
Yeah. Is this a good time to chat for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
I just need to confirm a couple pieces of info I have on the file for the business, and then I'll answer any questions you have, point you in the right direction, okay?
Okay.
All right. Jag Industries LLC is the legal name of the business.
Correct.
And the DBA name is the same.
DBA be doing Jan Pro Cleaning System.
J A N or J A G? Jag Pro.
No, Jan Pro. J A N.
Okay. Perfect. And it's still an LLC.
Correct.
And how long you been in business for?
Since 2008. So what's that, eight and a half years?
Perfect. And you still at 2309 Oak Forest Drive in Garland?
Correct.
And you're 100% owner?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so tell me a little bit about your projects coming up, what you're looking to do.
Well, basically, I'm looking to purchase some more cleaning contracts, as well as some equipment for those contracts and working capital as well, what I was looking for.
Perfect. Plus equipment and capital. Mm-hmm. All right. And, so how much capital were you looking for as far? Actually, let's do the equipment first, though. Do you have a vendor that you're working with, or what type of equipment are we looking for? Just general, give me your shopping list.
Just general office cleaning solutions, as well as buffer, carpet okay. cleaning machine, my own.
Okay. And, continue. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, that's okay. I was just going to say, and a couple of more vacuums and things of that sort, pretty much.
Okay, do you have a vendor that you're working with for all this, or is it kind of shopping around to different places?
Yeah, I kind of shop around to different places right now.
Okay. Yeah. So are you replacing any equipment, or is this adding on?
Adding on.
Oh, good. So you're growing a little bit, right?
Yes.
Nice. So do you have any deadlines or anything coming up for these, but you're just looking to purchase the contracts? Is there any time frame or anything like that?
Well, to purchase contracts, actually, I was trying to, I was hoping to be able to do that at least by the end of this month or middle of next month to purchase the new contracts. And then after that, it's just a matter of just getting, the other equipment and things along with the employees that I'll be hiring.
Okay. How many employees are you thinking about bringing on?
Well, it just depends on the number of contracts.
How many jobs? Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you.
At that point, right now, I only have 7 employees. So.
Okay. So yeah, depending on which what's your bread and butter job or your more typical job? Is it just all offices, or you do anything like schools or something like that?
Well, we do offices. We kind of do all buildings. I have pharmacies, offices, daycares, dental companies, or dental facilities. So I have, a wide array of different offices.
Yeah, good. Nice and diversified.
Right.
Do you have like a quote or kind of a ballpark price for all this equipment?
Not for the equipment per se. The investment that I'm looking to make is about a $2,000 investment right now. And
okay.
For as equipment, I'm looking at probably around ballpark about another $2,000, $2,500 or something like that.
Okay. About $2,000, $2,500 on equipment. And what's a price figure you have in mind for the capital for just like the operational, the working capital end of it?
Probably just really to cover the first 60 to 90 days of a working capital, probably be only about $3,000, $4,000. So
okay.
The overall total I'm looking at is just about $10,000.
I got you. Nice. And the 60 to 90 day thing, when it starts, do you get paid on like a net 30 or something like that, or?
Yeah, we get paid 30 days behind, so
I gotcha.
we'd have to work a month, and then after that, we would start, receiving the funds from those particular contracts.
Yeah, that's always a pain in the butt, man. I deal with
Right.
that's a lot of my customers. That's what they use this for. It's like got to get the project going, but a lot of the commercial projects, they don't like to drag their feet and kind of not pay and use their weight,
Right. So you have to pocket until, you start able to recoup,
Exactly.
on your investment. So you gotta
Always puts you in a tough situation, right?
Yeah.
What kind of return on investment do you get on, these jobs? Do you I know it's kind of hard to quantify, but say getting this $10,000, for the equipment and the capital, what would that allow you to do?
Well, that'll bring me at least about another 3 to 4 thousand a month,
Wow.
for revenue, because of the businesses that they would give me with the side that I invested for the contracts. And then, of course, I have a potential from there. That'll be guaranteed, but then from there, I have the ability to get more business as well as I continue to go on.
Yeah, do you ever bid on a contract for a certain office and then kind of establish a little bit of relationship there and then,
Right.
have repeat business?
Right, yes.
I
And
got you.
I'm able to get referral businesses. Then also we do on the side other business as far as floor work like stripping and waxing, carpet cleaning, and things of that
Oh,
nature.
good. Do you do any marketing at all for the business, or you're just kind of all word of mouth?
Yeah, it's pretty much referrals and word of mouth. And then I get from my corporate office, where I purchase contracts from, where they go out and have sales reps that actually get accounts for us as well, and we have the opportunity to, purchase those contracts. So that's what I'm looking at right now.
Okay, I see. It's a little bit different than what I'm used to. So you have a corporate company that you kind of work for, and they go out and get the leads and kind of the business, and then you, as like a, they kind of subcontracted out the bids to you guys, pretty much.
Correct.
I got you. Oh, that's a cool way of doing it. How's
Then we're also able to get our own business, so I go out sometimes, just do business on my own as well as referrals and that stuff other times.
That's kind of like my job, like I get people that come to me and they need a little loan, and other times I'm reaching out to people, so it's a little bit of both and kind of similar to that. Well, you've been in business since 2008, how'd you get in the industry? Just
I just actually just did a little research on when I first started before I left where I was working for like 15 years. I just did a little research to see what would has the lowest overhead to get started and that type of thing, and franchises to invest in and those type of things, and just went for it. And so I've been,
Wow.
successful, been kind of holding on for, 8 years now. So I'm just trying to look to expand a little more now. So.
Good. Have you been growing year over year pretty steadily, or has there been some tough times?
Yeah, it's been pretty steady, but I've had some tough times. Usually the tough times comes with if my corporate loses the entire national contract of something or something like that, then it might affect me at those times. So it just depends, but for the most part, it's been pretty steady, to be honest.
Good. What are your, a working capital loan? Are you familiar with anything? Have you done like that before, or?
Yes, I have a loan that I've worked with a company here and there named Cap Fusion.
Cap
And,
Fusion?
yes. So, I've worked with them a while as far as with some of my business.
Do you have any open loans right now with them or anybody else?
Yeah, I have one open with them right now.
How much is what was the original amount on that?
I actually only got 2,500 from them.
2,500. And what do you owe on that still?
Right now, it should be right, because that one I just got out probably end of last year, so probably about 1,000 maybe, or
Like 1,000 left on it.
yeah.
That's
So
not
it's not
bad.
that much. That's the reason why I was looking maybe to try to do something a little more. I mean, I know I can probably go back through them, but it's just the way that I'm just looking for a better plan, I guess, as far as on a payback, pretty much.
Yeah, what are you doing, like gross annual sales, like top line revenue?
Per month?
Oh, no, for the year, for the year.
I usually average around between 70 to 80,000 right now, something like that.
Okay. Good, good. Yeah, so, you know, our general kind of benchmark rule of thumb, just trying to give you an idea of what you can expect, is around, we do around 10 to 15% of your top line revenue. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're still looking at, like, right around that ballpark, from anywhere between, you know, 8 to 12. So that 10 falls right in there, so that should be good. You know, and have you looked elsewhere besides CapFusion? You know, do you go to your bank at all, or, you know, try to go down that route?
Yeah, it was just so much red tape, really, to try to go through my bank when I went through there. So I just haven't, you know, really tried to deal with them anymore, because usually if I just need something pretty much on hand, especially a small amount, I'll usually just use CapFusion since I've already developed a relationship with them.
Yeah, of course. And you know, the banks, it's going to be a month or two before you see any cash, if they even right. get you approved, you know. How's your credit, Jerry? Is it good, bad, in the middle?
It's bad. I guess to say it's bad.
It's bad? No problem. When's the last time you checked it?
You know, now that's a question I hadn't asked. I hadn't checked it in a while, actually, to be honest.
Long, been a minute. Yeah. I mean, it's not a big deal. I mean, we deal with credit ratings A through D, and the good thing about the capital loans is that they're primarily based on the sales instead of the credit history of the individual. And, yeah, so it's not as heavily weighted as something like a line of credit from your bank or something like that.
Well, let me ask you this. Are basically your loans, depending on, are they merchant-type loans? Is that what you do?
Or yeah, pretty much. It's very similar. Basically, you know, if you're bringing in the revenue, we'll basically free up about, you know, a month's worth of revenue for you. That's kind of why we use that 10% benchmark. Yeah, so it's basically like, you know, you got the money coming in, you need a little bit of cash on hand, and we give that to you and just take it off the top of your receivables when it comes back.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Do you work with receivables as far as invoicing? Because we don't really, my company doesn't really take credit card processing.
Don't worry about that.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say most of mine are invoiced and they're like net 15 or net 30 and things like that as far as the work that we do.
No, but do you barely take credit cards or you just not at all?
Well, we barely take them. You know, if they just decide that they want to pay with credit card, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, we would just invoice them, and they usually send a check to our address.
Oh, good. Yeah, I mean, we take a look primarily at the business bank accounts. Would you say your credit card, you know, the money coming in from there, would that make up more than like 15-20% of all your total revenue for the year? Or like not even close?
No, that's not even close.
Okay, yeah. So,
Probably 5%
of that. Oh, okay, yeah, so we won't even really need to look at that. It's just kind of like if you have a business that like half of your money or half of the income comes from, you know, credit cards, like a retail store, right. then you kind of want to take a look at that. But for your kind of business, we're really just going to look at like bank accounts, the business bank account, and mm-hmm. pretty much it. And tax return, of course. Just kind of make sure everything's all legitimate in that department. But no, we can definitely help you out here, Jerry. I think we pretty much covered everything I need to know to kind of get a little bit of background on this. And you know, is the email jag.industries@yahoo.com a good one to send the info out of what I need?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. It's really quick. It's like a one-page application. I need 6 months of business bank statements and most recent tax return.
Okay.
All right. I'll shoot a quick email with like all that and a little list for you. And, you know, when you get that back to me, we can get some solid numbers for you in about 24 hours.
Okay. That's not a problem.
Do you have a plan B or something if, you know, this doesn't work out? Not saying that it's not, but... You're just gonna go back to CapFusion.
Yeah,
you'll be all good.
If push comes to shove, yeah, I can do that. It's not a problem. Yeah, I'll just try to develop another relationship.
Exactly. It's always good to have a couple different options, you know, especially right. in today's economy. You know, once November comes around, Yeah, part of my French, but shit's gonna hit the fan, one way or another.
I'm saying.
So I'll send that out in a few minutes. When do you think you can get that back to me? Are you super busy this week, or?
I'm sure I can get it back to you before the end of the week. It's not a problem.
All right, sounds good. If I don't see anything from you, I'll give you a call on Monday.
Okay.
All right. Nice talking to you, Jerry.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, take care, man. You too. Bye-bye.